Unbroken, My Journey from Despair to Glory by Katarina Johnson Thompson. Read by Melissa Vaughan, with the prologue and letters read by Katarina Johnson Thompson.
All about me. I'm dogs above cats, coffee above tea. I prefer sunset to sunrise. I love sport, breaking down the lyrics of songs, books, and interior design. I prefer flats to heels, wearing black to colour, staying in to going out. Good wine over spirits, text to calls, movies to TV shows, eating out over eating in. I'm salty, not sweet, introverted, not extroverted. Most of the time, I'm about relaxing, not adventuring. I prefer Kendrick to Drake and baths to showers. I love quoting from films, journaling, and a long, relaxed meal out with the family and friends. I'm jeans over dresses, biscuits over cake, sorry mum. Hair down over hair up, and millennial socks over Gen Z. But that's all superficial. Those are all the things that I've said in interviews over the years. Things you can Google and find out, if you really want to. This book is the real me. It's my experiences, my triumphs, and my turmoils. It's the me that no camera can ever see. The me inside my head and the reality behind the headlines. From me. Katarina Johnson Thompson. Prologue. I knew something bad was about to happen. I only had one option. Get into my blocks, wait for the gun, and then explode out of them as powerfully as I could, no matter the consequences. 7 months, 3 weeks, and 5 days. 7 months, 3 weeks, and 5 days of pain, sacrifice, and unyielding hard work. After everything I've been through, fighting with my injury with no time to dwell on frustration or doubt, spending countless hours with a team of incredible people entirely dedicated to helping me get fit enough to compete at the Olympic Games in Tokyo, there was no chance I was going to walk away. Zero. Go hard or go home is the saying, and I was going hard. It was time for the fourth event of the heptathlon, the 200. On your marks. Set. Bang. 11 seconds later, I was lying on the track, gripping my right leg to try and stop the searing pain I could feel flooding through my entire body. But there was no way of stemming it. Not on that day in Tokyo, nor during many of the dark months that lay ahead of me. The worst was yet to come. Before 2021, I thought I knew what pain felt like. I thought I knew what it was like to suffer, to feel low, to experience hard times. As it turned out, I knew nothing. In the aftermath of the Tokyo Olympics, I discovered what it really felt like to be completely and utterly broken. Those games were supposed to be my games, the Olympics every athlete dreams of. When your confidence is at its highest, matched only by your form and fitness. 9 months before it was due to start, I was crowned a world outdoor champion for the first time in my career. Having beaten the reigning Olympic champion, Nafi Tiam, by 300 points in Doha, all I needed to do was ride that wave through the winter of 2019 and all the way to Tokyo the following summer. It should have been simple, hard work no doubt, but simple. But then came COVID, which put the whole world on pause and postponed the Tokyo Olympics for an entire year. It was a sliding doors moment for me, one that would change everything. For some athletes, those coming back from an injury or in the very early stages of their career, their delay had a positive impact, giving them an extra 12 months to become a better athlete. For others like me, it was an unmitigated disaster. In December 2020, just as my Olympic preparations were restarting at a training camp on the beautiful French-governed island of Reunion, I ruptured my Achilles tendon on my takeoff leg. The Achilles is a tendon that allows you to move your foot and ankle. It transfers the force needed to help you run faster and jump higher. It's an essential part of the athletic puzzle, especially when you're an athlete whose spring is your superpower. 8 months before the Olympic Games, I lost my superpower. Worse than that, it had somehow become my kryptonite. In my head, I had no choice other than to try and get back on form in time to be on the start line in Tokyo. No matter the COVID restrictions, no matter the condensed timeframe for the rehabilitation and rebuilding, no matter the sacrifice, if it was possible, which I was told it was, then I would do it. And I did it, but it took everything from me. Every ounce of resolve, every drop of resilience. When you push yourself to the absolute limit, mentally and physically, over a prolonged period of time, 7 months, 3 weeks and 5 days in my case,